This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Amir Bhatt. I'm co-founder and head of product and operations at RiskCall. I'm passionate about using technology to improve healthcare experience, and RiskCall was my attempt at achieving that by simplifying the patient-nurse communication and quality of care using wearable devices. And I'm also an entrepreneur in residence at Venture Development Center, University of Massachusetts. And my role there is geared towards helping immigrant entrepreneurs to leverage the Boston ecosystem while expanding within the US.
How are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So my entrepreneurial journey started when I was pursuing master's at Carnegie Mellon. And as a first-time immigrant entrepreneur, I was looking for all the resources that I could get in trying to start my business. The university incubator played a very pivotal role in guiding me through that process, and things like getting legal business advice, connecting with successful entrepreneurs, practicing pitching, and so on. And so 2 years ago, when I got connected with the Global Entrepreneur in Residence Program at Venture Development Center, I saw an opportunity where I could share my experiences and including my successes and failures with other immigrant entrepreneurs, and also help early stage startups, especially students from technical background who have an idea but are not sure how to proceed about it. I usually help them with finding other, connecting with other co-founders, achieving product market fit, fundraising, etc.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
I think the success of my role at a university incubator program is to be able to encourage the students and reduce the barriers for them to execute on their ideas. And their effort may or may not result into a successful company, but what is important is to be testing the ideas and to be able to evaluate whether the business is viable or not. So one of my biggest challenges has been to be able to encourage the participation of immigrant innovators who are typically discouraged to start a business due to the visa restrictions, making them aware of the alternatives available and how can they maintain their legal status while during the initial fundraising and the early stages of the startup.
What advice would you like to share with other entrepreneurs and residents?
I think it's important for EIRs to share their failures and lesser successes as well while guiding to entrepreneurs. And most of the entrepreneurs are EIRs while working, while they have another job. So in that case, it is difficult to optimize the time. But I think EIR should spend time and effort in understanding the company's space well before guiding.
And where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
I oversee a variety of EIR engagements, especially from a university incubator perspective, my work as an EIR is very much behind the scenes. So you can hear about my work as an EIR through the early stage startups that have been part of the Venture Development Center program at University of Massachusetts.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.